Well, it's time to meet Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And hello, and how are you?
All right. Sad news out of our town of where I live, Lakeville, yesterday. Rip Torn passed away at the age of 88. You know Rip Torn, right?
Comedian.
Yeah, well, comedian, the actor. Remember, he was on the Larry Sanders Show, Men in Black, the movies, plus over 200 other movies. If you Google him, you'll know who he is immediately. My favorite movie that he was in was with Albert Brooks, and was called Defending Your Life, which was just a funny, very, very good movie. But yeah, he was quite a funny guy, and always had interesting roles. So Google him, and you'll see his face, and you'll know him immediately.
And how old was he?
88. He worked in movies, theater, and film for over 70 years, over 200 different credits. That's what you call longevity.
And he passed away of?
I think just 88, you know, the body gave up. He was a legend around here, Rip. Rip did a lot of crazy things. He once spoke at the Housatonic Valley Regional High School graduation. And let's say it was a little animated, we'll call it that. So then after that, teachers and supervisors worked with the students to pick the commencement speakers. But he was a funny guy, and I love just about anything he was ever in, I loved. So, but anyway, so we'll get past that, and we'll get to the weather. Boy, was it hot, hot, hot. It was 80-some degrees when I was in New York, but on the way back, just north of Brewster, it hit 90 degrees.
Yeah, it's going to hit 90 today, too, and it's going to be a bit more humid. It's kind of hazy. A lot of the haze that's up there are a result of the smoke from the forest fires in Canada.
Damn, so, Canadians.
Yeah. And partly cloudy, mid-60s tonight. Hazy, humid, late day, evening thunderstorms tomorrow, middle 80s. Still some showers, thunderstorms on Friday. But that should end in the afternoon, partly sunny, hot, humid, low 90s. Saturday, 90, partly sunny, hot, moderately humid, and partly sunny on Sunday. Highs again somewhere between 85 and 90. So definitely a warm spell right through the coming weekend and into early next week.
And the weather's still looking good for that car show in Falls Village on Sunday.
Don't see a problem.
Yeah, we like when Pat Pagano says he doesn't see a problem.
Yep, so that's really good.
Now, speaking about don't see a problem, how's your side road coming?
75% done.
All right.
Dan was here yesterday with two helpers. They got a lot done, and they'll be back again, of course, today and tomorrow. So that's moving along very, very nicely. I also was able to get out to see the movie Yesterday. That was the name of the movie, folks. Got out to see it yesterday. Very nice movie. Very good movie. Got a very clever plot. The actor who played the lead, good singer, enjoyed hearing the Beatles songs. It was just a good movie. Now, is it the kind of movie that I say, you know, definitely go see it? Well, let's look at it this way. If you don't have the membership like I have, where you could go on a Tuesday to AMC and see your movie for $6, then I would say, just make sure when it comes to TV, you get to view it. Don't miss the movie. I think it's a good, good movie. I think, especially if you're a Beatles fan, you will absolutely love it and enjoy it. Even if you're not a Beatles fan, you may not know, if you're too young, you may not know all of the songs, but it's still very, very enjoyable. And again, you know, when it comes down to $6, you can't beat it. You know what I mean, Marshall? To be in the theater, reclining seats, air conditioning, the surround sound is great. It's just well worth it.
But you have to sit by other people.
Well, that's true. I mean, and surprised, I was really surprised. The theater was crowded.
I didn't think so. $6, come on.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been to some movies on a Tuesday where it wasn't crowded at all, but this one was crowded. And then my sister told me something last night that really, got me upset.
What was that?
She said to me, Pat, do you remember the movie theater in Levittown, Long Island? I said, yeah, that was like the only one that I can remember that used to have the reclining seats. And sometimes I used to drive out there. It would take about a half hour to get out there so that I could sit in the theater with these beautiful reclining seats. And she said, well, they closed it down. I said, why? She said it was infested with mice and rats. I said, excuse me? She said, well, it was. She said, the Board of Health is on the case right now. So she said, what does that mean for other movie theaters? I said, did you have to tell me that?
You know, it depends. You believe me, Pat, the movie theater you're going to, if there's mice or rats, you'll know about it. You'll know about it.
I would think so.
They'd be crawling around your feet.
Well, not when you have a recliner, when your feet are up.
Well, it doesn't matter. They'd be crawling on the recliner to get the food.
That's what I was thinking. So, anyhow, but aside from that little negative note, everything else was positive. To be honest with you, I don't know how this movie project is going to get done this year. I see problems. Some people may say, you know, Pat, is the glass half full or half empty? And I'll always say half empty instead of half full. I just see problems galore.
Why? What problems?
Well, one, the script is not even done yet. The director's working on it, not even past the first chapter.
Wow.
Or the first scene. Okay, so that's a problem right there. Then I have to prepare the sets. But when am I doing this? Because I found out yesterday that my truly, truly great friend David up there that helps me with everything, when I'm away, he's there. And when I'm there, he's away. So we put the schedule together. Aside from this weekend, I will not see David until Labor Day.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a big problem. So he told me, that this coming Sunday, him and I go to Home Depot and get some of the supplies that we need for the sets and try to do as much as we possibly can. But I'm just not thrilled about it. Next week, I got stuck and going to Cape Cod for the weekend, but I'm really not thrilled about it, as you know. So there's another weekend out. And then 2 weekends after that, I go on the river cruise and I'm gone another 2 weekends. So I don't know. Marshall, I don't know. If you have some spare time, I can leave you the key to the studio and tell you what to do.
No, thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, at least what's-his-name is going to keep gamefully employed AJ for the next several Mondays.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'm just not thrilled about any of it. None of it. Now even the cruise has got me upset.
Well, just got to relax. Take a deep breath. Enjoy.
That's what everybody tells me.
Deep breath. And if it can't get done. You can't just keep pushing the envelope and other people aren't pushing with you. You just can't do it.
You're absolutely right. And, found out yesterday about this cruise, which I wasn't too thrilled about. You're allowed one large suitcase on the boat. And I'm thinking, okay, fine. When I called them to find out, the requirement, he said to me, only collared shirts in the evening. So you're not allowed to wear a t-shirt in the evening. The shirt must have a collar. Which to me is like, oh goodness, that means, I said, are there irons in the rooms? He said, nope. He said, you could send them down to be pressed. So what do you think that means? That means money.
What cruise ship is this?
I think it's called the Amadeus Queen.
If you leave it outside, if you leave it outside your door with a note, they pick it up, and it's. I know when I was on the Queen Elizabeth II, I would leave it outside the door, and I'd come at night, and in the morning I'd come open the door, and it was there all done.
And they didn't charge you?
No. It was part of the,
package.
Now maybe that's changed because it was like 7,000 years ago that I did that. But I used to love that. I used to be like a pig. I mean, on the Queen Mary, on the Queen Elizabeth II, when we went, you had to wear a dinner jacket or a tuxedo to dinner.
Oh.
And I mean, my white shirt looked like a painting when I finished eating. So I just put it out there and boom, next morning there it was.
Okay.
It's the only way to live life, I can tell you.
I guess you're right, huh?
Oh, well, you'll enjoy it. You'll enjoy it.
I hope so.
All right. Well, I guess we'll speak to you tomorrow and you can give us more hot weather.
There's no cool coming your way.
I'm not going to complain, Pat.
Okay.
All right. So I'll speak to you mañana.
Yes. Have a very, very nice one. And I'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Take care, Pat.
Bye.
Pat Pagano with the Weather Center this morning here on the Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.